Okay, this is going to sound really bizarre, but the smell of Tesco brand prawn cocktail crisps is a smell that takes me to 1997, when I lived in quite a poor neighborhood. I used to live in a place in Hampshire called Paulsgrove that literally everyone makes a mockery of, but you know, we got to start somewhere. And I remember a particular day coming home from school and I could smell prawn cocktail crisps. And I kept asking my dad, I was like, "Dad, have you been munching on prawn cocktails?" And he was like, "No, I haven't." But I was just like, I know I could smell it. And the smell was so strong, it was making me itch. And it was just so, so bizarre. And when I got home, I found a giant pustulous spot on my chest. And I was like, it was just so bizarre. Anyways, next day I wake up and I've got the full blown chicken pot. And I think that that was an aura. So, you know, they say with migraines, with certain things, you get an aura, a smell or a taste or a feeling. I believe that prawn cocktail crisps, the smell of it gave me an aura for chicken pox. And it always takes me to that specific time. I must have been 6 or 7 years old. And it was a strange time because, number one, I don't think my parents ever had it. So they were terrified of me. They kind of wanted to nurse me, but they wanted to stay away from me at the same time, which is close to impossible. And I knew that I was segregated. I remember being segregated from my two siblings for quite a while. And I literally felt like a walking infection. Like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I remember them taking me to the GP and he was like, "Guys, it's literally just the chicken pox. Like, where did you guys come from? Like, a third world country?" And we're like, yeah, that's actually exactly where we came from. That's literally where we came from. But I think a lot of people, I don't know if, you know, people just push it aside, or it's not something that's very prominent. Like, my husband's Sudanese and he was like, "I don't think I've ever had the chicken pox either. What is this? Is this like a Sudanese thing that they just don't get the chicken pox, or they just genuinely don't remember?" But the weirdest thing is, and you probably won't believe me, I can smell chicken pox on people. I swear to God, I can smell chicken pox on people. That prawn cocktail smell. So chicken pox is a viral infection. Oh God, I'm a pharmacist and I'm going to get the virus wrong. Oh, what's the virus that causes chicken pox? Is it a form of HPV? Oh, I could be lying. But there's a virus that causes chicken pox. And I can hand to heart tell you that I can either smell chicken pox on someone who's got it, or pick up a sense of prawn cocktail crisp in an area where there's kids and know that there's a kid in here who's about to get chicken pox. I just know it. It's just making me sound really weird. But it's the truth, like, it's the truth. But that's the one that really gets me every single time, whenever someone's like a particular smell. It's just something that is so, so prominent in my mind and something that I remember so vividly. And the thing is, I had chicken pox when I was really, really young, but most people don't remember that kind of age or even having them. But honestly, and that's why I can never eat prawn cocktail crisps, because that smell just makes me psychologically itch, and it just honestly takes me back to that time. I can never look or smell prawn cocktail crisps the same ever again.